Harlequin best-selling author collection and Harper Audio present The New Deputy in Town by B.J. Daniels, performed by Wayne Mitchell. Chapter 1. Her hand trembled as she opened the closet to find the baseball bat where she'd hidden it in the very back corner. After last time, she'd considered getting rid of the bat. Instead, she'd wiped off the splattering of blood as best she could, and kept it. She wasn't stupid. She watched CSI and all the other forensics television shows. She knew about blood splatters, about DNA, about trace evidence. But she also knew it wouldn't be good to change anything. Ritual, she knew, was important. It should always be a Saturday night. She should always wear the same blue dress she'd worn the first time. She should always use the old baseball bat she'd found.
"I thought you were going out with friends,"
called a voice from the living room. She could hear the TV. One of those reality shows was on.
"It's getting kind of late, though, to be going now, isn't it?"
She bit down on her irritation. She was sick of being told what to do, sick of other people's expectations for her. She put the bat on the bed and reached for her blue dress. There was one little blood spot along the hem that she'd had trouble getting out. She frowned, worried that even one spot might be enough to change things, to ruin the routine, to jinx her. She worried at the spot for a moment. Maybe she shouldn't go into town tonight. But it was Saturday. There would be a band at one of the bars, and there would be men who would get drunk and want to dance with her. She thought of the smell of them, the feel of their sweaty hands on the blue dress, and the sound of their breathing as they pressed themselves against her. She put on the dress and picked up the bat. A woman on TV was gagging loudly as if unable to swallow something revolting. She went out the back door, letting it slam. It was Saturday night. She was wearing her blue dress. She had the bat. And wouldn't some man be surprised tonight? Chapter 2. Sunday morning, Lainey Kavanaugh looked down at the book in her lap, then out at the country. She was having trouble keeping her mind on what was being touted the summer beach book read. Maybe it required a beach. This part of northeastern Montana couldn't be farther from the shore. She could see from horizon to horizon, the rolling landscape awash with tall golden grass that undulated in the morning breeze. Etched against the horizon to the east was the dark outline of an old windmill. To the southwest was the faint smudge of the Little Rockies and the Bear Paw Mountains. In between was prairie, miles and miles of it.
"Boring, huh?"
her sister said as she came out of the house, the screen door slamming behind her.
"No wonder Mother hated it here."
Lacey plopped down in the chair next to Lainey's with a huge sigh. Lainey didn't hate it here. Coming here had always given her a sense of peace. She liked the quiet, the only sound crickets chirping in the grass or the closer buzz of a bee in the flower bed along the porch. At night, sometimes the wind blew or rain fell in a monotonous drone that lulled her to sleep. Today, though, she felt restless. The July air seemed to be holding its breath, waiting for something. She felt that same sense of anticipation inside her like the flutter of butterfly wings. Something was about to happen. She didn't share these thoughts with Lacey, who would have made fun of her.
"You are so dramatic,"
her younger sister often said.
"You should have been an actor or a writer or, well, anything but an accountant." "I'm going to bake some cookies,"
Lacey said, shoving herself out of the chair. Her sister had never been able to sit still for long. It was only 9 in the morning. Lacey had already made them both breakfast, including a blueberry coffee cake, a spinach and bacon quiche, and smoothies. But then Lacey wasn't happy unless she was cooking.
"I've
Sample complete. Ready to continue?